Alan Crane Productions, in association with Emergent Light Studio, presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240 for Autumn Semester 2022. Today, the weighted average cost of capital, as a little bit of FYI for your excitement and pleasure, I'm going to do a quiz on Wednesday of next week, and it will be a brief quiz, and then the week after that, on Wednesday, I'll do a robust midterm prep type of quiz. So the quiz on Wednesday will be a fairly easy quiz, and then the one a week from then will be the material that I've just covered over the last Monday and today. But before we go to weighted average cost of capital, let's have a look at these numbers and see what the market is saying about the current state of affairs and information that's come out today. As you can see, it is a bear market. You notice that a while ago, maybe an hour ago, there was a bull run. You see all three of those spark charts, actually all four of them, spiked into positive territory, and then they just dropped off the face of the earth. And part of it was the Fed had, there was kind of a hope that the Fed was going to back down from these interest rate increases. But the Fed's board is saying, no, we're going to keep putting interest rates upward until we kill the inflation. Of course, that's the right thing to do, but politically it is terribly unpopular because the vast majority of people don't understand the relationship between those interest rate increases and killing off the inflation. They're just going to see it as the incompetence of government, and they're going to see it for their personal pain instead of the long-run necessity of it. So we have the Dow taking a toilet break today, plunging, but I don't know. It had this really drop. The bears just grabbed those bulls and threw them off the stage, and we had this drop that might start recovering. We've still got about an hour left in the market, but it's hard to say. If we go over here, crude, look at that. Crude is pushed up to its top of its range that I was talking about, 82 to 89. It's gone clear up there to 89.39, but it looks like some of that price is easing off now. But to me, it looks like it's testing the upper neckline. It wants to see if it can break through it and stay through it. It broke through it, but it failed to stay up there, and it's falling back down. Boy, gold had a real hard spike there. Look at that. And so did silver. And then it fell back down again. This is kind of an odd day overall. Kind of hard to call. But over here on the bond market, bond price, obviously bond yields have slid, which is kind of interesting because if the Fed says it's going to raise interest rates, why are yields dropping? But now, as you can see, the yields are beginning to recover, and we're at flat ground right now. Matter of fact, now we're beginning to see the yields starting to go back up. So buyers of bonds are starting to enter to push it up. So it's up right now 1.7 basis points. So we're getting a good surge here on the Fed's announcement that it's going to keep raising interest rates. So yields on bonds are starting to show that, reflect that. We're now up to almost 2 basis points. So bond buyers are jumping in now. Bond sellers are jumping in. The yields are coming back up, which means prices are going down. So the bonds are selling out right now. I'm curious. I'm going to go back over here. See, now those markets are still holding down hard. The bears are still in charge. Nikkei had even on the other side of the Pacific. Last night, the Nikkei was swinging wildly up and down. It had, just like we had, it had a point where the bulls took over, but then the bears came in, and then at the end, the bulls were starting to pull back up. You see how it was trying to recover by the closing bell? Didn't quite get there before the bell, but basically it ended flat after a wild day there in Tokyo. It ended pretty much where it started. And the FTSE, then when the sun came up in London tried itself to have a rally, but it never even broke zero. And then it dropped, went up, dropped. This is a really volatile market we're talking about right now. And our friendly, let me refresh this real quick here. It's starting to recover, yeah. It's starting to show that it's the bull, you can't see it on the spark chart too well. Well, let me show you here. There you go. See, the bears just slammed it there. But now the bears just slammed it there, but now the bulls are starting to come back. They're peeking around the corners to try to push the index upward. Whether it'll come back up to flat or even positive today is hard to tell, but it is a very volatile market. A lot of uncertainty going on. And I don't think this is all because of the Fed. It's kind of hard to say what's going on, but it's just one of those days see the bulls are starting to buy in. Probably there's some bargain hunting. When it goes down that much, you can find some deals, and some of the traders are buying in right now. Will they make it back up to zero? Can't say. Maybe they'll make it up to positive and I'll actually make some money for the day. Oh, look at this. The Dow has actually broken even and it's positive now. The S&P will follow. The NASDAQ might follow too, but it's going to be one of the hard to predict days. Something I'm going to show you is one of the positions that I've taken is a hard, long, risky position in the Standard & Poor's 500. And you can see I've been holding that position. It's going to expire on the 18th of November. In that time that I've held it, which is about a month now, I have lost huge amounts of money. I have made a lot of money. And right now, I'm losing money again. So this is doing the kind of trading I do, which is high-risk trading. It's not for the weak of heart at all. And every day, you're either saying, yeah, or you're saying very bad words about the market. So if you're interested in doing that kind of stuff, take one of my subsequent courses, especially a course I'll be doing 341, where we'll talk more about this there. I'm doing that next semester. You can also do 242, and there are other courses too where you can have some fun with this. 247 is the course, and it is difficult. There's a point where you'll see me writing integrals and derivatives on the whiteboard, so it's that kind of course. So unless you're really into math, you might want to avoid that one. But that's why they pay those traders so much, is if you can handle that kind of math. Fortunately, Excel can do it, but you have to have a pretty good PC to be able to let Excel. Otherwise, you're going to have Excel just start whimpering at you. But anyway, enough of that. As I promised, I'm going to go back through those formulas and do a practical example of each one. The goal of all of this, at the end of the day, is to get this weighted average cost of capital, the WACC, which is going to be the weight of debt times the after-tax cost of debt plus the weight of equity in the company times the cost of equity. The weight of debt isn't so bad. It's you find yield to maturity on the riskiest debt the company has, and you use that for the R sub D, and then you take 1 minus the tax rate to get the R sub D after tax. The weight of debt is a little bit trickier because you're going to want to use market weights, not the actual, like a company has $50 million in debt. That's its face value on the books. But we would have to think about what that means in terms of what the market says that debt is worth. So first of all, debt. And we'll assume a corporate tax rate here of 21%, which will probably stay there if the Congress moves to the Republican side in the House. They are not going to be in the mood to bring that tax rate back up to where it was in 2016. It'll stay at 21. If it stays on the liberal side, then we'll probably eventually see this tax rate go back up to where it was in 2016 at 39%. But for now, we're going to use a tax rate of 21%. Okay, so VTL Corp has $20 million in debt outstanding. And right now, VTL 4.90%. It is 4.9% coupon due in 2035. Current price is $1,032.80. That's going to be important for two things. First of all, we need to get the yield to maturity on the debt because that's what the market says it's currently should pay. So if VTL goes out and borrows more money, it's going to pay the yield to maturity. It's not going to pay 4.90%. It's going to pay what the market says it should. So we're going to need to get the yield to maturity. So step one here, step one. Get the yield to maturity on the debt. And that's just the old school thing that we've done before. Apps, finance, TVM solver. Now the N here is 13 years. We don't know the yield to maturity. The I percent, you leave it alone. Don't delete it or anything, just leave it alone. The current price is, and remember you put in a negative for PV. Price value is negative 1032.80. The payments, that's your coupon, 0.049 times 1,000. And the future value is 1,000. So now we go back up here to the I percent, and we get the yield to maturity, alpha, solve. And we get a 4.56% yield to maturity. So, the after-tax cost of debt is going to be 4.56% percent times 1 minus 0.21. 4.56 times point. So we come back out here. 4.56 times 1 minus 0.12, whoops, 0.21, open parenthesis, 1 minus 0.21, close the parenthesis. So the after-tax cost of debt to VTL is 3.6024. Now I'm going to do a side calculation over here, because the weighted average cost of capital needs the weights, and we need market weights. So the weight of debt, or I'm sorry, market value for debt is going to be, they have on their books $20 million in debt. But suppose they wanted to go out and buy back all of their debt. They wouldn't pay $20 million for it. They would pay $20 million times 1.03280. Because every dollar is actually, they would have to pay $1.32.8 to get it back. Be careful about that. That the market is put it at a premium. So if the company wanted to get this debt back, or if another company wanted to buy that debt from them, buy that debt from their bondholders, they would pay a little bit of a premium, $1.03.280 for every dollar of debt they bought. So the market weight of debt is driven by the market price of the debt here. That's your second step, is to get the market weight of the debt. It will be the face value of the debt times the amount the debt is at a premium or a discount to the par. So in other words, if that had been like 987, you would have taken 20 million times 0.987, because there's a little discount on the debt in the market. That's why if a company is going to start buying back its debt, it usually waits until it's at a discount to par, so it doesn't pay quite as much. So we've got the weight right here. And the weight of debt would be, in this case, 20 million times 1.0, what did I say, 328. So the market value of its debt is 20,656,000. No, I don't want to put that there. That's not weight of debt. We can't do that yet. 656 million. Don't let this fog you. You can actually even do this on an Excel sheet. I sometimes do it, but I want to show it by hand here. Okay, so now we've got the debt covered. The weight, the after-tax cost of debt is 3.0624%. Let me put a percent sign on that. So we've got that one. Now for equity. Equity will have three parts to it, but we're going to look at only two of those for this problem. The weight of the preferred and the common. Now the cost of preferred, R sub P. All we need to do for the R sub P is take, we're going to need the dividend. what was that? What was the company? TVL? What was it? VTL. Yeah, VTL. VTL 3.0% preferred par value 50 dollars per share. Currently priced at $46.25. Let's write this down. Preferred, you use this formula. The cost of preferred will be the dividend over the current price. That's all there is to it. So the dividend here is going to be 3% of $50 divided by the current price, which is $46.25. Oh, there are 500,000 shares of preferred outstanding. Forgot to do that for the market weight. Okay, so we're going to just take the dividend, which is going to be 3% of $50. Whoops, try that again. 0.03 times 50 divided by $46.25. 3.24%. So we can put over here the cost of preferred, 3.24%. Now over here, we've got to do the preferred market value. The preferred, they have 500,000 shares outstanding right now. You'll take the number of shares, and if they wanted to buy all of those back, right now they'd pay $46.25 each for them. So the market value, the total value of their preferred outstanding is 20 million times $46.25. I'm sorry, not 20 million, what's the matter with me? 500,000 times $46.25. That's going to be 23,125,000. Remember, you use the market prices to get the weights. The market prices to get the weights. Thank God we're almost at the end of this. Now, the one that I would give you on a quiz would just be a straight dividend, constant growth dividend. So we'll do that here. VTL Corp just paid Yeah, this is common. So we're getting R sub common stock. VTL Corp just paid a dividend of $1.85 per share. That is expected to grow at a constant rate for the foreseeable future of 2.75%. VTL Common is currently priced at $21.56. VTL has $15 million shares of common outstanding. So now we're going to get common. And we'll use the one that's for the constant growth, which was D1 over P0 plus G. And that's the one that I would ask you on a quiz or on an exam. You remember I showed you one using the CAPM, and then you could also use the debt yield plus an equity premium. It'll be this one. It'll be an older company. So in this case, what we'll have is D1 is going to be $1.85, and you grow it to the next period. That's what it is now, D0, times 1 plus the growth rate of 0.0275 over the current price, which is $21.56 per share. And then out here, you add the growth rate on its own. I'll give you a chance to catch up here a little bit. Give myself a chance to sit down and take a breather. You all with me so far? I'm also going to write another one of these, and I'll put it up in VeggieNet for the weekend with the answer on it, so that you have another one to practice on. So now on this one, we'll have the $1.85 current dividend times 1 plus 0.0275, grow it one period to D1, and then we're going to divide that by the current price, $21.56, and then we're just going to add the growth rate on the end of it, 0.0275, 11.55%. So R sub S, 11.55%. Now for the market value of it. Common. This company has 15 million shares. And if the company wanted to buy those shares all back, it would pay $21.56 right now. $21.56. Put the dollar sign on per share. So it would have 15 million shares times $21.56 per share. So the market cap is $323.4 million. We're almost done. Thank God. $20.65, the total value of this company, its total value would be the market value of its debt, $20.656 million in debt plus $23.125 million in preferred plus $323.4 million in common stock value. So the total value, market value of this company would be $367.181 million. No, that's not the weight. Now we have to take each of those divided by that total to see the weight. Yeah, I shouldn't put that W there. I should put it over here, weight. So in other words, the weight of debt is going to be 20.656 divided by the 367.181. The weight of preferred is going to be 23.125 million divided by the total value, which is 367.181. And the weight of the common stock is going to be 323.400 million divided by the 367.181. I'll give you a chance to get that written down. As you can see, and I said this before, if you are an Excel jockey, this is a lot easier to do in Excel. You just do the sum and then you take each one divided by the sum. But what we're going to do is we're going to start do this the painful way, 20.656 divided by the 367.181. So the weight of debt is 5.63. Two decimal places is more than enough for this. So debt in the capital structure is 5.63, rounded to two decimal places. 0.05, let me do 626. You want to have these as decimals. The weight of preferred. Preferred was 23.125. 23.125 divided by the 367.181. So the preferred is about 6.30, 6.0629 0.06298. And the weight of common stock is 323.4. 323.4 divided by 367.181. So equity carries 0.88076. Weight. And finally, thank God, we're done with all but the shouting. The weighted average cost of capital for VTL Corporation is the weight of debt times the after-tax cost of debt plus the weight of preferred times the cost of preferred plus the weight of common stock times the cost of common stock. So we can just put the numbers in. The weight of debt, 0.05626, times the after-tax cost of debt, 3.0624, plus the weight of preferred, 0.06298, times the cost of preferred, which is 3.24%, plus the weight of common, which is 0.88076, shut up, times 11.55%. And provided we don't make any mistakes here, we've got our weighted average cost of capital. We would do points, clear everything just so you can see this. You can take a photograph of it if you want, a widescreen photograph of it. 0.05626 times 3.0624 plus 0.06298 times 3.24 plus 0.88076 times 11.55. This is a lot like work. Here we go. The weighted average cost of capital of VTL Corporation is 10.55%. This is the number that would be used, a lot of companies would use as their discount rate for net present values of, to find net present values of projects. It's a pain in the butt to do it this way, yes. Excel gives you a faster way, at least to some extent, to do it. Now, here's something I'm going to do. Right here in front of you, I'm going to show you. And then I'm going to upload this sheet to VeggieNet to your resources. Okay? So, we're going to go back and we're going to do the component else. And we're going to do the debt, preferred, and common. The debt. The debt is going to be, well, actually, maybe I should put those in a column. Let me kill that. I'm not paying attention to what I'm doing. The component. Debt. As a matter of fact, hang on here. Debt, preferred, and common. And if you have a computer, bring it out so that you can do this with me. The debt. You have to use the yield method. Whoops. YTM. For the preferred, oops, wait. For the common, D1 over P0. Plus G. Let me pull that trick. Here we go. And the result for each one of those. The TVM solver gave us, what was that? 3.0624. %. This one equals, and you'll have the numbers to look at. It was, I want to put the formula in there so that when I upload this, you can see the formula. And that would be for the dividend, for preferred, 0.033% times 40 times 50, 3% times $50 divided by the current price, 46.25. Yeah, there it is, 46 point. My ass. And then this one was D0 equals the current dividend, 1.85. times 1 plus 0.0275, thank you, 0.0275 divided by the price per share plus 0.0275. Turn those all into percents with four decimal places. Whoops, wait. Come on. Number, percent, four decimal places. There we go. And those should, whoops, I don't mean to do that. Okay, so now, wait. And the weights, first of all, sorry, I got to do one more thing. Market value. The market value of the debt will be, what did I say, 20 million outstanding? 20. Times 500,000 shares times 46.25 Damn, why do I keep doing that? I don't like to do these before class because then you don't see me doing it. And it looks like I've done magic or something. And then the D1 would be 15 million shares outstanding. Oops. Damn it. Jeez. Wow. 15 million times, what was it? 21.56. I did that wrong. I did that so wrong. That should be at times. There's your damn number. And then, okay, those are all, let me format those as dollars. Format, currency, dollar sign to zero decimal places. And then equals sum of those. Okay, so now here's where you can get equals that number divided by the total, and I'm going to make that an absolute reference, then I can do this. See how I did that? In other words, if you don't, if you know Excel, you know what I'm doing. But if you don't, I'm going to say take this number divided by this number. But when I sweep it down, go ahead and change this number to the current cell, but don't move that number. So that as I sweep down, it changes the number that is in the formula on top, but it holds this number fixed. And then I can make sure that those are all right. It is. A lot like work. Now, weight. Wait, those are the weights. I'm going to do one last little piece of magic here. You may already have seen this. I want to take this times this, plus this times this, plus this times this. And here's how you do it. Equals sum product. Take these numbers, comma, these weights, so that you don't have to do it the manual way. Sum product, all it does is take the numbers, each of the numbers in the first column that you give it, and then you times those by the respective numbers in the second column. That's what sum product does. My ass. Equals sum product of, oh, this column. Wow, I was doing the wrong column. The cost times the weight. I was sweeping on the wrong column. There it is. There's your weighted average cost of capital. Now, what I'm going to do with this is I'm going to save this right now. File, save as, before I forget, save as, let me just put it in documents here. WAC, calculation. And then I'm going to upload this to VeggieNet. Nope, that's next semester's. Won't do you a bit of good. Okay. Upload. Just to make sure you see that it's there, and you can, and please confirm it for me. That it shows up. There you go. Now, here's the secret. If I were to say give you a quiz on this next week, wouldn't it be good to have this Excel sheet and just go into it and change the numbers? I think that would be a really good idea. As I've told you before, they call me Pizza Hut because I deliver. That's all I have for you today. I thank you.